James Smith of the University of North Carolina's Center for Business Forecasting says, while declines in the U.S. housing industry will hurt the economy somewhat, it won't derail it. He adds there's nothing wrong with the nation's economy that can't be fixed without lowering interest rates. And Smith acknowledges that thousands of people in the manufacturing sector have lost their jobs. But he says the outlook for the industry isn't as bad as people think it might be.
U.S. manufacturing output today is one-fourth of the whole world's manufacturing output. It's the highest level it's ever been. What's happened in manufacturing is exactly what happened in agriculture for 150 years now. Fewer and fewer farmers produce more and more stuff.
Smith says out of the 194 countries in the world, only Fiji, North Korea, Somalia, Tonga, and Zimbabwe are suffering recessions. He says in reviewing business cycles over the last 150 years, recessions are getting shorter and milder, and expansions bigger and longer.
On a global basis, the last 5 years are the best 5 years in the history of the world. It doesn't get better than this. We've never had so many people employed, earning so much money, producing so many goods and services as we have right now in September 2007.
Smith predicts the current expansion will last through 2010. He spoke today at the UW-Madison's Economic Outlook Conference. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.